Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Someone once said, powerful people cannot afford to educate the people that they oppress, because once you are truly educated, you will not ask for power, you will simply take it. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Mate Sessions with CliffCentral.com. Arguably, the most effective and devastating tool of the apartheid system was to deliberately undermine the majority of South Africans through education. To this day, our less than ideal education system is one of the greatest setbacks to our society, and it just seems to get worse. It takes extraordinary character for anyone to take back their education, particularly as an adult. I certainly don't know if I could do it, and this is the challenge we would like you to wrestle with on today's show. My guest today is Lebo Maphuthuma. She has been a cleaner for 3.5 years. She's also a wife and a mom. But one of the many powerful things about her is that in spite of life's obstacles, at age 26, she has decided to go back to school and finish her matric. We wanted to bring her on the show today to celebrate her extraordinary courage, but also to understand what it takes. Hi, Lebo.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Anyumba.
Good, thank you. Thank you for coming today. We're very excited to have you. First of all, tell us about your childhood. Where did you grow up and what was it like?
I grew up at Limpopo, rural areas.
Mm.
The name of the place is Ratoge.
Mm.
Growing up was so
hard. Ooh, that sounds like deep Limpopo.
Yeah, it is. They call it Limpopian. They call us Limpopian. Yeah, so it was really hard to grow up because we were raised by our grandmother, and my mother was a single parent,
right?
Working as a domestic worker.
Okay.
Sometimes,
so that's where it started, huh? With your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So growing up, it was hard because sometimes you find yourself going to school. When you come back at lunchtime at home, find out there's nothing to eat.
Sure. And you know what? I think something we all take for granted, especially, you know, if you've gone to school and every day you had a packed lunch, something you don't realize is how difficult it is to study when you're hungry.
Yeah, it is.
It's incredibly difficult. Mm. It's hard to focus, ne?
It is hard to focus.
Okay, and tell us about the school that you went to in rural Limpopo. What was it like?
The school, it was fine. As the teachers were teaching us, it was up to us as learners how we get educated.
Okay. Did they teach in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were teaching us about 9 subjects. Yeah, 9 subjects.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a lot of subjects, yeah.
Okay, but now, how far did you get in school when you were younger?
Grade 12. Unfortunately, I failed one
subject. Oh, you didn't pass?
Yes, I failed one subject.
Okay, so you didn't get your matric.
I didn't get my matric.
So you did everything.
Yeah.
And then once, because of one subject, you didn't matriculate. That must have been so frustrating.
Yeah, it was so frustrating, wishing that you could change the numbers and make it 30 at least to be at level 2. Yeah.
And why didn't you go back immediately after?
The year after
to get your matric?
The thing is, I got pregnant while I was doing my matric.
Okay, that's also rough.
In 2012.
Right.
In 2010, yeah, in 2010. So in 2011, I was supposed to raise a child because there was no one to look after her.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't able to go back to school. But I did the supplementary.
Okay.
I did supplementary, but unfortunately...
Which subject was this?
Physical science and maths.
Yo. Those two, hey?
Physical science and maths.
Yeah, I think throughout the country, those are the two subjects we struggle with the most.
Yeah, people are struggling with it, so yeah.
So your how many supplementaries did you do?
I only did 2.
And then
the result came bad, lower than the one I got in the previous year.
Mm. Mm. And then after that, you just decided to give up, eh?
Yeah, so from there, what did I do? Okay, from there on 2012, I decided to come to Joburg.
Okay, so now let's, yes. So let's pick it up there, right?
Okay.
You came to Joburg.
Yes.
Did you immediately become a cleaner? How did that happen?
When coming to Joburg, my aunt's previous employer wanted someone, as my aunt was no longer working with that person. So my aunt said that there is this person who's looking for a maid to come and clean the house. Mm. Yeah, all those sort of things that are doing, the chores around the house. So I went there, and then I did work there for a month.
Did you feel comfortable with that when she first suggested it?
No, I didn't feel comfortable because, you know, cleaning the house for a white lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because of I didn't have a choice, as I had a kid.
It's true. Yeah. So it's interesting because most people say for them, becoming domestic workers wasn't too much of a challenge because they already grew up with those responsibilities in their own home. So I'm sure when you grew up, right, you used to help around the house, you used to clean, you used to do a lot of the same things you now do as a domestic worker.
Yeah.
So what made it hard? Was it the fact that it was for a white woman?
Yeah, and also for the fact that I had to leave my child at the daycare, travel to go there, come up late.
And you were by yourself?
Yes, I was by myself.
Where was the father of the child?
The father of the child was working at Roslyn, staying at Soshanguve, while I was staying at Deep Sloot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was working at, Centurion. Yeah.
Yeah. And was he supportive?
He was so supportive.
Really? So that's also very lucky.
Yeah, yeah. He's been supportive through the
financially time. Or would he help to take care
everything,
of your child?
Everything.
Is your child a boy or a girl?
The one I'm talking about, unfortunately, she has passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't know.
Yeah,
what happened?
She just got ill for a day.
For a day?
For a day, and then that's it.
At what age?
She was 2 years.
Oh, no, Lebo, that's so difficult.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's life, what can you say?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so now you have a second child?
Yeah, now I have a second one.
Okay, a boy?
She's a girl.
A girl?
Yeah.
Right. And she's healthy?
Yeah, she is healthy.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so you took this job. Your first job, you were there for a month. Why only a month?
Because while I was working there, my husband called me and said that there is this lady, an agent one.
Mm.
She has spoken to her about job. So that lady was looking for people to come to work at Roslyn at a company called Bamboo International.
Okay, and what did she need?
So she needed people to come to work there.
What kind of work?
It was production work. The company was producing the car seaters.
Right.
Yeah, the car seaters. A lot of the things for the kids, for the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of work? Okay, so you went there. Did you get the job?
Yes, I did go there.
All right.
The job worked from 2012 to 2013.
To 2013?
Yes.
Okay, and then?
And then from 2013 on June, the contract was terminated.
Mm.
And then from there, I decided to go and hustle again.
Yeah.
So I go to...
It is a hustle, huh?
When I got that job at Roslyn, I decided to move from Deep Sloot to Soshanguve.
Okay.
And then I went to PTA Central, go to the Ackerman store, then I find a job there.
Okay.
As a sales representative.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, how did you get back to cleaning? Because I know when I met you, you were cleaning for a company.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on 20... It was on 2014.
Mm.
I went back to that agent lady, talked to her about a job. And then one day they called me saying that there is a company called Island Devonport.
Mm-hmm.
So they are looking for cleaners. Mm. Are you interested? So because of I wasn't working, then I said, of course, sure. Am I interested? So where can I start?
Mm.
And then that's when we've arranged the day and the place. Then I went there to see the place.
Mm.
And that's how I started again.
Again.
Yes.
Okay. But now, was it better to clean for a company than it was to clean for a person in someone's house?
Too much different.
Really? Tell me the difference. Because actually, you're one of the few people who have done both that we've met. We've either met people who have just been cleaning for companies or people who have just been domestic workers. So it's actually interesting to understand the difference.
Actually, cleaning for the company is more interesting because that's when you learn to, you develop to learn things there.
Right.
Yeah. You meet people, especially Island Everybody is a very big company.
Mm.
You meet celebs there. You see? That's what I loved about it. That's why, and even now I'm still loving it. Yeah.
Ooh, share mutandis in there. No, but I understand. You know, unlike being in a house with one family, you know, maybe it's 2, 3, 4, 5 people yeah. every day. You see the same people, unless there's guests. Being in a company is interesting.
Yeah, it's much different. And the good thing it was that they didn't treat us as cleaners.
Mm.
They just treat us as people who are doing their jobs, like as they are doing their job.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now, did that inspire you? Meeting all these different people, meeting celebrities, meeting people with careers, talking to them. Did that inspire you to want to go back and matriculate?
Yes, yes it did, because, you know, sometimes when I was sitting alone, I was imagining myself being someone who's more educated, having a better job.
Mm.
Yeah, all those sort of things.
Okay. Mm. So, I mean, it sounds like, look, it doesn't sound like you've ever thought of yourself as a cleaner, which I think is an important thing. Cleaning for you sounds like something you had to do.
Yeah.
But I knew from the first time that I met you that this girl, this woman, actually, excuse me, this woman, she doesn't look down on herself. She carries herself so beautifully, and she understands that a job is a job. But it doesn't have to affect her confidence.
No.
You were always very confident, very well put together. You're beautiful, you know? And you're one of those people where if you told me that you were, I don't know, an accountant, a politician, or if you told me you were a designer,
yeah.
I would believe you.
Obvious.
Obvious, ne? Obvious. You've just got that look, that successful look about you.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a huge difference. So I know you had to leave Island Davenport.
Yes.
And now, okay, what did you do after that? Tell us about your current job.
I'm still working as a cleaner now.
Okay.
But not like that cleaner. Right now, I'm supervising the cleaning ladies.
Oh, is it a different company?
Yes, it is a different company.
And you're supervising?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot better. You get to boss people around with it.
I think maybe one day I should open up my cleaning company.
I think that you should.
Yeah, because I think the cleaning thing is in my blood, you see.
Yeah, but you also make it look so good. I swear. If more cleaners looked as beautiful and sounded as confident as you do, because you know how it is with a lot of cleaners. It's almost like they can start the job with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
But the more they do it, I think the more they shrink, you know?
Yeah.
And their confidence goes down, and you could just see in the way that they carry themselves. They don't try as hard.
No.
You know? Because they don't think there's anything better for them.
Yeah. They have this thought of, I'm a cleaner and I will always be a cleaner.
Mm. And whereas you've never had that.
No.
You've never had that thinking.
No.
Okay, but then where does that confidence come from? Tell me about the women in your life, the women who raised your mother and your grandmother. Were they very confident people?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very confident people, as they will be telling us that, you know, one day they wished for us to have a better future.
Mm.
But unfortunately, because there were no money for them to take us to further our studies.
Yeah. Yeah, it was difficult. What was their level of education? Were any of them educated?
No.
Did they go to school at all?
The only person who went to school was my late uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one who was educated.
Sure. So you're the only one in your family?
Mm.
That's a big deal. Congratulations. That's also a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. It
because
is.
Now you're the one who must, you know, you must set an example.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do for my family's, for my family name to go, yeah, to be somewhere one day, yeah.
I think you're well on your way. Can you remember the decision? Can you remember the moment you made the decision to go back and get your matric? Can you remember what motivated you in that moment?
what motivated me, it was when I got pregnant again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I've realized that, you know what, for my child to have a better future, it's up to me.
Mm.
So if ever I don't pick up myself, trying to find something better for myself, then obviously the future of my child is already shattered around.
Wow. Yeah. That's remarkable of you as a mother, you know, because so many mothers, unfortunately, in our country, and I don't know why, and I'm in no position to judge, but, you know, they'll have children and they'll live with social welfare, you know, and they won't try and better themselves. And they'll make the child the government's problem, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it that is a very, very special attitude. And where are you currently finishing your matric? Is it an adult learning institution?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's an abed.
Right, yes, right.
Yes, it's an abed.
And are there lots of people there your age?
No.
No?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest, yeah. Huh? There's much older people.
Yeah, there's much older people.
And on that note, did you ever feel like you were too old?
No.
To go back?
No.
No, not once?
No.
Okay.
I just felt like I didn't do it before.
Mm.
Now I've got an opportunity to do it.
Mm.
Then why not do it?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's been the hardest thing about going back and being a student again? It's not easy. Once you haven't, I mean, gosh, I dropped out of university, of law school, right? Because I just wasn't enjoying it. And, you know, there were other things I wanted to do. And my mother wasn't
impressed.
And, you know, with time she's come to accept, because I think I've shown her that I'm able to make it work, right? I'm able to do, I'm able to achieve my goals without necessarily having a degree.
Yeah.
But for a long time, she really wanted me to go back. And I struggled the older I got, because I felt like I would have to go back, because I dropped out in second year. And I felt like I would go back in third year with peers, or not peers rather, but with fellow students who were 3, 4, 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't want to be the old person in the class. So you're lucky because you're the youngest in the class.
Yeah,
but I think it must be hard to be, you know, the old person in the class. But the other thing that's difficult, once you've been working and once you've been in the real world, is to study. Like, to actually sit down with a textbook.
It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all.
It must be very
because
hard.
Because you've been in a world of making money.
Mm.
Now you're going back again to study.
Mm.
No, it is very difficult. It's
not but easy. You're doing it part-time, hey?
Yeah. I'm
okay, so you're able to work at the same time.
Yeah, we're doing part-time.
And are you funding it through your salary, or did you get a bursary? How did it work?
You mean the school thing?
Yeah.
Actually, Island Davenport is the one who's sponsoring us.
Oh, we love Island Davenport.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we thank them. Yeah, they are paying for our studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty incredible. I hope you realize how blessed you are in so many ways, eh?
Yeah.
I think that's important to remind yourself. And who at the moment? So you've spoken about Island Davenport being very supportive.
Yeah, they are supportive.
Who else is your support system in your life?
My man.
Your man? Mm. Is it the same man?
The same man.
Seriously? The same man from Limpopo?
Yeah, the same man.
Yo.
We've been together for this 9, we are doing 10 years.
Hala, hala. I.
Yeah, we've been together since from 2008.
My goodness.
Yeah. That
hardly happens, by the way, especially I find when couples move to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
They get excited.
That's what we thought. Even us, there was this moment when we've been talking that if ever it happens that we go separate ways, you'll be going, okay, we were like, okay, you have your sister who's staying at town, and then here I have my mother who's working at town as well.
Mm.
So meaning that if we are going to move to Joburg, then you'll be going to your sister, I'll be going to my mother. And how is that going to work?
Right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, fortunately, things work in a miracle way.
Love conquers all.
Yeah.
It's love. This is the thing. This is, people make excuses. You know, we moved to Joburg. We couldn't live in the same place. Then there was work, you know, and then there were other temptations. Yeah, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't get it together. But the point is, for me, if there is love, those things aren't obstacles.
They're nothing. Yeah, they're not. They're
so people
nothing.
End up making excuses for the fact that there isn't love in their relationships, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm happy for you. And I don't know if you want to say hi to him.
Of course. As I've told him that today, I'll be going to the Central Cliff Central. So he was like, okay, you going. I mean, it's like, okay, you are connected to the most powerful people.
You know?
Yeah. So I've told him that, you know, it's because of, I like to communicate with people. And then,
I think you're good at that. I think you're good at that. And speaking of, so what are your plans once you get your matric?
You know, right now, I love working in an office.
You like working in an office. Yeah. Sure, you don't hear that every... You know, people in office are miserable here, a lot of them.
But not like indoor. No.
You want to work not indoors at all. Where do you want to work? An outside office?
Like you, Mbali. You see, you are in the office, you are out. Yeah.
Okay, so you just want to be able to move, to come in and out.
Yeah, you know, I want to be in a media.
You want to be in media? Tell me, what is it about...
I want people to know me. I want to be well-known.
You like that celebrity life, huh? Yeah. You like it. You know it comes with with problems, huh?
Yeah, but still... But, you know, in my village, there is no well-known person over the whole world.
Yeah, really? So you want to be the first?
I want to set an example.
You want to be the first. Yeah. Okay, but you can't be famous for nothing. I feel like when we were all children... We wanted to be famous, but we didn't know for what. we wanted to be celebrities. We didn't think about how or why.
Yeah.
But I think once you get older, you've got to try and figure out what do you want to be famous for. So what do you want to be famous for?
What can I say? Not that much famous, but to be known.
Mm.
Yeah. I wanna do a course in advertising.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been going through this book of AA advertising.
And tell me, what is it you like about advertising?
What I like about advertising is that those people get to know a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah, they get to know a lot of things. Making things that people will be able to see that this is your work.
You get to express yourself, you get to be very creative.
Yeah.
And you advertising is about communicating, and you already said you enjoy communicating.
Yeah.
And so, you're good at it.
Yeah. So if ever things work in my own way, maybe one day I'll be able, if I could get my matric certificate.
Right.
I'll go to an AA advertising and register.
So that's the next step, hey?
Yeah, that's the next step.
Sure. And how long is it going to take you to get your certificate?
Only a year.
Only a year?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should be done next year?
Yeah.
Wow, this is very exciting. This is very, very exciting. So you've kind of answered my question. I was going to say, well, you haven't really, actually. Maybe you can paint the picture a little bit better. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Talk about everything. Talk about your child. Talk about your husband. The home you want to live in. Your career. What does your life look like 5 years from now? If you could have it your way.
If I could have it on my own way 5 years from now, I want to see myself in a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to build a big house at home.
It's nice that you want to build at home, though, hey? So you still have love for Limpopo, huh?
Yeah, home would always remain home, no matter what you do.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
Even if you can run and go overseas, but home is always a home.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. And then for my child, you know, I want her to grow with everything around her.
Right.
Not that she's going to be a spoiled brat. But,
no, she mustn't be, please.
But I want her to have things that I couldn't have in my life.
Yeah.
I want better things for her.
Yeah. But I think because you know how hard it's been to get those things, you'll also teach her to be grateful. So I don't think she will be spoilt.
No.
I think often spoiled kids are kids whose parents have had a lot of money too.
Yeah.
You know? So they don't they're not able to teach their children.
They just grow up having those things.
Yeah, yeah. It's normal for them. Mm. And I think that's the saddest thing, is when children feel like having money is a normal thing. It's not a normal thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because so many people in our country don't
have it. Yeah.
So it's a blessing. It's something that we must appreciate. Mm. Okay, and do you want your child to have roots in Limpopo? To know Limpopo.
Yeah, of course. She has to know where her mom grew up at.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Is there anyone you look up to? A celebrity?
At the moment, no.
No?
No.
Come on. There has to be one person. I don't really believe in role models, because I think everyone needs to be unique, but definitely there can be people that inspire you. So who? It doesn't even have to be someone you want to be like.
Yeah.
But who do you admire?
I admire this guy called Pops.
Pops?
Yeah.
Okay. What does he do?
He's a comedian.
Mm.
He's an actor.
I feel like I should know who this is. I'm exposing myself.
You know him, Val.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is he also at ID?
They were
Monarchy Pops.
Monarchy Pops.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh no, he's fantastic. Yeah. I haven't met him personally, but I've heard such great things about him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you enjoy comedy then?
Not like enjoying comedy. The things that he's doing, he makes the impossible come possible.
Right, and you like that, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I think we've established that you are a special case and you have a special attitude, you know, and you've made very special choices in your life. But tell me now, why do you think it is that most domestic workers and cleaners don't go back to school?
It's because of, I think maybe it's because of, once they are in the cleaning industry, they have this mind of, you know, this is the end of the world.
Mm.
Yeah. They don't have dreams, no. They don't have dreams. As long as they get paid at the end of the month, that's fine by them.
Mm. And do you think they're happy, or do you think they don't think they can be happy, so they don't bother?
They are not happy.
Mm.
And they don't think that they can be happy.
Mm.
And they don't see themselves somewhere.
No. Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends who are domestic workers and cleaners?
No.
Ah, I see. Yeah, because you don't strike me as... someone with that mindset. Is that why you struggle to have those friends?
No, I'd say that most of the friends which I'm having at the moment, they're also struggling to find job.
Mm.
Yeah, so it is hard out there.
Mm. Mm. But are your current friends also as ambitious as you?
Yeah. She is. There is this one. I've met her about 6 years ago. She's quite a friend, that one, who know all my secrets.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
The good and the bad.
Dangerous.
Even ones. Yeah. So I'm also happy for her, as she's been struggling for years.
Mm.
But luckily, tomorrow on the 1st, she's starting her new job.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's incredible. And tell me, what do you think... I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think is the biggest problem with our education system in South Africa? Doesn't have to be one. It can be more than one.
The biggest problem?
Mm. Why are we struggling so much with education?
Maybe it could be because of learners are not determined on studying.
Mm.
They just think that going to school is just going to school because of parents... say that you must go to school.
Mm.
And then, okay, they are doing it to please parents. Maybe.
Right, yeah. Right.
Not realizing how hard it is out there without having matric.
That's actually a very interesting thing that you point out, because I do find even... Shucks. I think my peers, black peers in particular, most of them... went to school and to university because their parents told them to, right? And even if they weren't happy with what they were doing in university, for instance, or even if they didn't like the subject they chose in school, they just listened to their parents.
Yeah.
And I can understand why our parents did that, because they didn't have education. So they wanted desperately for us to have an education, right? So it wasn't negotiable.
No.
You know?
It's an order.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't about your personality, no. your preferences, your choices. Who cares? You can have those things once you have an education. Mm. But that motivation doesn't last. If you don't do something for yourself, it's hard to do it well.
Yeah. Because you're doing to please that person.
So do you think that is the major issue?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're doing to please their parents. Yeah.
That's interesting. I think you actually might be right. I think that is one of the big issues. Mm. At least because we always talk about the issues with government and we talk about issues with schools and the education system. But we never think about the problem with students nowadays or learners.
Yeah.
And I think you've actually definitely hit something on the head there. Do you have any advice for cleaners and domestic workers who want to go back to school? If someone looks at you, Lebo, and says, shucks, you know, I want to be like that girl. What advice do you have for them?
What I will tell them is that they must just be themselves.
Mm.
Believe in themselves.
Mm.
Have that confidence.
Mm.
Yeah, have that positive mind of that, okay, one day I want to see myself there. One day I want to see myself driving an SUV or a Porsche.
Mm.
Yeah, you see,
have
those positive things in your mind.
Mm.
Don't let yourself down, because if ever you are letting yourself down, no one is going to pick you up. You have to pick up yourself first.
That's so important. Yeah. So we're drawing to a close. You're very wise. Tell me, if God could grant you any three wishes, what would they be?
Firstly, to have a long life.
Mm.
Secondly, have a beautiful car. Yeah.
A car?
Yeah, to give me.
Where are you going to live?
And then thirdly, a house. Yeah, maybe in a mansion. It wanted for him to give me money to buy it.
Okay, so let's maybe just pray for money.
Yeah.
Because money covers a lot of things. Yeah. So, okay, a long life, money. Third one?
Happiness.
Happiness, huh?
Yeah.
Because money doesn't buy it, eh?
No.
Awesome. Awesome. And finally, what have you learned from your journey? What have you learned specifically from being a cleaner? Things that you thought you wouldn't learn, you know, because people undermine this job, and it's a difficult job, but it teaches you a lot as well. And it's also a very important job.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like you've learned that nobody else has from being a cleaner?
From being a cleaner, I've learned that, you know, especially cleaning at ID, we have learned how to be with people, how to interact with white and black people.
Mm.
And it's not easy, especially for us people, to be out there speaking to white people.
Mm, no, it's hard.
The English thing, you're letting yourself that, I don't know English.
Yeah.
But me, I like to be in there with them. Whatever there is, even though I know English is not my mother's tongue, but I'm trying as hard as I can.
Yeah. Okay, so it teaches you to interact with different people. I think that's priceless. That's something you can't learn that in school.
No.
You've got to learn it in life.
Yeah, you have to do it on your own.
You've got to do it on your own. But it also, I think, once you have an education and you have opportunities, being able to interact with people makes all of the difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's what separates successful people from people who aren't. And that depends what you're doing. But, you know, generally in industries where you have to network and you have to be around people and you have to work with people, I think that is such a powerful skill.
Yeah, it is.
That you can't learn anywhere. And I think it's definitely going to give you a huge advantage in the end.
Mm.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming. You've been such a pleasure to talk to. And so inspiring for me and hopefully for the listeners as well. And on that note, I will leave you with this question. What is the maximum age you would be willing to go back and finish your matric? And that question is not for you, Lebo. It's for the listeners. I want them to think about it. Because I think that when it comes to education, age should never be a factor. And I think that it is all in the mind. However, the older you get, in general, the more stigma you have about learning new things, because you get to an age where you feel like you should already know. But I think it is such a powerful thing for somebody to take back their education at any age. Level's 26, but certainly where she goes to school, there's much older people who have made that decision. And yeah, I think it's something that we all need to think about, particularly those of us who haven't necessarily finished high school or university. I think if you're doing it for the right reasons and it's because you found your niche or your passion in life, or you found other ways to achieve what you need to achieve, then it's fine. But if the thing that's holding you back is your age, then I think it's something definitely to try to wrestle with. And so, yeah, I wanna leave you with that thought. Thank you for joining us on the Made Sessions with CliffCentral.com. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook. That's the Made Sessions, M-A-I-D-E Sessions. And on Twitter, we are at Made Project. I hope I did that right, because Talisa usually does it. Anyway, again, thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.